The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Utilizing the wisdom and experiences that existing retirees have already acquired is one of the wisest moves in retirement planning. Good morning, welcome to the retirement segment of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week. I'm still your regular host, Ruth Ibikunle. Quickly, let's see what played out on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday. The stock market on Wednesday closed on a bullish note as the all-share index appreciated by 0.38% to close at 41,051.19 points from the previous close of 40,896.96 points. Investors gained 80 billion naira as market capitalization grew by 0.38% to close at 21,391 trillion naira from a previous close of 21,311 trillion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 29 equities emerged as gainers against 14 equities that declined in their share prices. Transcorp Hotels led the gainers with 9.94% growth to close at 5 naira 97 kobo from the previous close of 5 naira for 3 kobo. Champions Buick consolidated Allmark Insurance and Okomu Oil, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.88%, 9.09%, 8.23% respectively. FTN Calco led the price decliners as it shed 8% of its share price to close at 46 kobo from the previous close of 50 kobo. ABC Transport and Regency Assurance, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 5.88% and 5% respectively. Going on a quick break now, stay connected. I'll be right back.
The Oracle is back!
Empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Learning from the mistakes of others is painless. I believe it's the best place to start your education before you retire. This is why every Thursday we bring to you retirees to share their different experiences with you. And I believe you are learning one or two things. Today, I have another guest on the program, and it will do you good to listen. I'm excited this morning to introduce one of my seniors in the broadcasting world. He has a super captivating voice as well. Don't mind me, I can be extra at times. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on the program this morning.
Thank you.
All right, so our audience would like to meet you.
My name is Lekan Ogunbanwo. I retired from the Lagos State Public Service after 35 years in January 2015.
All right, sir. So basically, all through your working period, you worked in the in Lagos State Public Service?
Yes, I worked in the Lagos State Public Service, basically in the broadcast sector of the Lagos State government.
You mentioned you spent 35 years in service.
Oh, yeah, 35 years, yes.
At what age did you retire, sir?
I started work at 18, interestingly.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I started work at 18, and then I grew in the service.
Yes, sir. So, while you were in employment, what were your greatest accomplishments?
Accomplishments? Okay, I'll say this. I was able to take advantage of something that happened in the Lagos Public Service in the early 80s. Precisely, I think it was 1983. The Jacone administration started the low-cost and medium-cost housing scheme. And I remember that I was still very young then. I think I was 21 in 1983. So when I bought the form, and I was still a bachelor then, I bought the form for a four-bedroom medium-income flat. And I called them. My superior then asked me, what are you doing with this? You're still a bachelor. So I replied one of them. I said, okay, I'm not going to be a bachelor for life. And so that was one decision I took early in my career that helped me, and I still cherish that decision. I was able to secure a staff housing loan from the government, and when my loan entitlement wasn't enough to cover it, I had to take a loan from the bank to augment it. But at the end of the day, I was able to pay for the flat in Ogba, and I lived in that flat for many, many years before I eventually sold it when I needed to send my one of my daughters to school.
Interesting. All right, so when you were in employment, automatically you knew ahead that there was going to be a day you were going to retire. So what were those smart moves and not so smart moves you made in planning towards retirement?
Well, the first one was one of them was the one I discussed. Discussed with you now.
Yeah.
That was actually one of the smartest moves.
Getting your own build, your own.
Getting my own apartment. Yes. I paid the loan for how many years? I think about 14 or 15 years. Yes. But it was supposed to have been a 25-year facility. But I was able to pay it off as I grew in the service. My disposable income also grew, so I paid more into it to offset it, and that was it. Not so smart move, I'll say, is this, and that's something I keep talking to people about. The discipline to save money is very, very crucial. The day you get employed, you should also think of the day you're getting out of employment. So even if it's as little as just 10% of your salary, put it away from day one and don't ever touch it. That's something I didn't do.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Rather, I bought real estate, you understand me? And by the time I was that time it was 38,515 naira when they were selling it to us. And today it's multiples of what they got, even though you'd say that the naira had been devalued. Well, it's the money that they are spending when you're alive that you spend now.
That's true. So if there is one thing you want to change about your life in retirement, what would that be?
Well, my life in retirement, if there's something I can change, it would be that I would save more money. Why? What do I mean by that? Because, you see, as a pensioner, your expenses don't necessarily reduce, but you can stop yourself from increasing them, right? You also need to still do certain things, especially in our society. How many people are you going to tell that, oh, I'm a pensioner, so I can't attend your son's wedding, I can't do this? Or in your family, the extended family especially, there are people you need to reach out to. People who evidently don't have as much as you do. You need to reach out to them.
All right. So some people will think like this. So when I retire, this is the kind of business I want to do. This is what I want to be doing in retirement. What were those things that you planned to do while in retirement?
Well, one of the things I planned to do, which I did, was to still be active in my profession, which is journalism and broadcasting. I'm still very active in that, and I even have a new employment in that, because, you see, I retired very early. I retired at the right age as prescribed in the Public Service Act. You either retire on clocking the age of 60 biological years or 35 years in service. It was the 35-year angle that applied to me. So I retired at the age of 53, and I was still active, till I'm active, and I got myself out almost 6.5 years, no, almost 7 years, it was 7 years in January. Today, I still do what I love doing, being in broadcasting. What else do I have to do? I have small investments here and there. I put some money in little transportation business and all that, but that one went back and I quickly got myself out of it. And I still produce, I write scripts, I do stuff in my area of work, and I also consult, help people in setting up radio or TV stations. So that's it.
Yeah, all right, sir. So what advice would you give a pre-retired person about planning for retirement?
Well, don't make the kind of mistake I made. Start saving. Start saving. Put money away. Just personally, on your own, set up a pre-retirement savings scheme for yourself. Put it away. Just forget it. You know, most times we always say to ourselves as human beings, that, oh, I must do this, I must do that. The truth is that if you don't do it, nothing is going to happen. You understand me? Oh, I need to spend this money right now. No, nothing is going to happen. There are people who buy new phones every other year. Why?
It's absolutely not necessary.
Exactly. Totally unnecessary as well. That's it.
All right. So life in retirement, they say, can be challenging for some. How has it been for you?
For me, well, let me say that I've been very blessed. I thank God for that. I've been able to sustain myself or sustain whatever I need to do just by the grace of God. Now, that will sound like some cliche, but it's not. It's actually being grateful. I have been able to pick up one or two jobs here and there to do some on an ad hoc basis. I'm on a fairly prolonged basis or permanent basis. Like right now, I work, I'm managing director of Plus TV Africa. But it's not everybody who retires that gets another job. You don't understand? So that's why I say I've been grateful. And I'm grateful still.
Earlier you said people should save 10% of their salary, of their income. Okay, now you just mentioned that inflation and exchange rate and all of that. Okay, say for example, you've been saving 10% of your income when you were in employment.
Yeah.
Now that the exchange rate is way higher than it used to be, the value of that money would definitely have reduced. What do you see? What do you have to say about that?
No, did you see the beautiful thing about saving money, even 10%? For instance, when I started work, my salary was 175 naira a month. So 10% of that would have been 17 naira 50 kobo. Right? But that was in 1980. Right? If I did that for the whole year, right, I would have saved about 200 naira, a little over 200 naira. That's at that time. Okay?
Yes.
But 200 naira at that time
was a big money.
Was a lot of money. So I could have, for instance, been able to put that down as down payment for a piece of land somewhere. And if I kept the piece of land fenced and all that, and maybe 5 years' time, that would be in 1985, or six, let's even say 10 years' time, in 1990, I decided to sell it. I wouldn't sell it at 200 naira. Right? It would have been sold at anything in the thousands of naira, maybe 3,000 or 10,000 naira. That was a lot of money. 10,000 naira was a lot of money in 1990. You understand me? So, and you see, if you turn that around and you, for instance, now put it into a trust fund, there are trust funds that you can put money into, right, to grow the money. The truth is that at any point in time, as a retiree or a pensioner, you will need cash. So it's always good to have some cash somewhere.
What non-financial aspect of retirement living surprised you the most? Now, okay, you still go out on a daily basis like you used to before?
Yeah.
So you are very much active.
I'm active. I actually advise anybody. I advise anybody who is going to get retired or who is retired or on a pension to please be active. You see, one of the things that cause problems for retirees or pensioners is inactivity. So if you don't do anything, you're moving from a very active life to a super sedentary lifestyle. You just wake up in the morning, you eat, you go back to sleep, you sit down, you watch TV and all that.
It's your sedentary body, lifestyle, kind of.
The human body was not designed to function like that. The human body was designed to move, rest, move again, eat, rest, move again, be active. You need to be active. Your brain was not programmed. It was not even designed to be without any challenge. You need to challenge your brain. You need to task your brain. So for any retiree, you need to be active. Active, active, active. If you don't have any work that is yours that you're doing, volunteer at a school near you. Volunteer in your church, in your mosque, in your age group, even in your town or village or city. Volunteer. There are lots of stuff.
Just do something.
Do something. Get out of the house.
Yeah.
Have a routine that takes you out of your house. Maybe twice or thrice in a week, even if it is just for 2-3 hours, walk around and then be active, exercise. Movement is important.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. You have heard it all from Mr. Lekan Ogunbanwo. Planning is of essence. Save, save, and save. No matter how little, it will pay off eventually. I have to go now as our time is first spent. I'll surely come your way again tomorrow, same time, same station. I may yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now.